From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The World Health Organization meets tomorrow to decide which strains of the flu virus should be in next year's vaccine. They'll also consider whether to create a human vaccine against the avian flu epidemic in Asia. There's no evidence that the bird flu has mutated into a deadly human strain, but scientists say it's only a matter of time before some avian flu virus does that and causes a pandemic. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports that the fragile economies of the flu vaccine business adds to the world's vulnerability.
In a flu pandemic, the world will need lots of vaccine and fast. Michael Osterholm is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says if the pandemic were to happen today, we'd be out of luck.
I think the lesson that we learned with our influenza vaccine supply this past winter was that supply ran into problems in what we would call a normal or moderate influenza year.
The United States ran out of vaccine after publicity surrounding the deaths of young children from the flu. How did that happen in the most medically sophisticated nation in the world? For answers, look to the business of making vaccine for flu and other diseases. As Osterholm points out, there aren't many companies in it.
We have seen a major pullback from a number of the pharmaceutical companies who in yesteryear were the basic foundation of vaccine research, product development, and then actual movement of that product into the community. Today, it has become almost a side business for the pharmaceutical industry.
Drug makers have fled the business because profits are low, especially compared to profits on drugs that combat heartburn or impotence. Analyst Phil Nadeau of SG Cohen blames those low profits first and foremost on low prices.
The only way a vaccination campaign can be effective is if you give the vaccine to a large number of people. And when you start talking about giving drugs to a large number of people, you necessarily talk about the government coming in and funding those programs. And the government obviously would like to have the vaccines priced as low as possible.
The U.S. government now purchases more than half of all vaccines sold in the country. The low prices the government demands haven't kept pace with the high costs of making vaccine, including the costs of defending against lawsuits by consumers who react badly to vaccines. Technological innovation has slowed to a crawl. Flu vaccine is still made as it was 50 years ago, in chicken eggs.
We are making a hole in the top of the egg to inoculate virus.
That's senior researcher Dr. Kanta Subbarao at the National Institutes of Health. She's stabbing each egg with a needle and syringe. The syringe would normally contain flu virus. The virus multiplies in the egg, and it's used to make the vaccine. Experts say if a pandemic strikes, there may not be time or eggs to make enough vaccine. And, says Howard Pien, chief executive of Chiron Corporation, the technology may not work, because a flu virus that's mutated from avian flu virus may kill chicken eggs.
It is probable that to try to make an avian flu vaccine on a massive scale is going to require new technology, and that is going to take a number of years.
Chiron is testing a flu vaccine made in laboratory dishes. Pien says his company will commercialize the technology if it works, but he's vague about how Chiron would make a profit on it. In the public health world, there's broad agreement that governments must step in to make such investments profitable. Some say governments should create a guaranteed market by amassing vaccine stockpiles. Others say governments should require insurance companies to cover all vaccinations and create a market in that way. Whatever the solutions, Michael Osterholm hopes the current avian flu scare will spur international action. But he isn't optimistic.
I don't know how many wake-up calls we need before we finally have that very large pandemic situation occur, and the question is, will we still be any more ready for it when it happens than we were today?
Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.